My name is Hatem Abudeya.
I am one of the coordinators and spokespeople for the Rasmiya Defense Committee, the national organization that was formed on the day that Rasmiya was arrested in October of 2013 to defend her from the vicious and phony legal attack from the U.S. government, the phony immigration charge that clearly we said from day one, and we said again 3.5 years later at the conclusion of the case, that was nothing related to immigration at all. That it was a case strictly and exclusively about Palestine. It was a case that was attacking the Palestine Liberation Movement. A case that was attacking one of our top leaders, icons in the Palestine Liberation Movement, Rasmiya Ouda. They went after Rasmiya because the U.S. and Israel are losing. They went after our liberation movement and our supporters and solidarity activists in this country because Israel and the United States are losing. Even in the U.S. now, Israel is being seen as the pariah, apartheid, criminal, terrorist state that it is. And it's because of the activism and the organizing of people like Rasmiya Ouda for 50 years and all of you for as long as you've been organizing support for the Palestine Liberation Movement. We are winning. We will liberate Palestine. We will liberate Palestine because of the Rasmiya Oudas of the world and because of everybody else here and all the thousands and thousands of people across the country and the world who came out to rallies, to educational events, to fundraisers in support of Rasmiya and her valiant, valiant fight that we almost won against the U.S. government. A U.S. government in which repression is the norm. A U.S. government in which every single social justice movement in the history of this country that does effective, impactful work is attacked by the Department of Injustice in this country. Whether it's the Black Liberation Movement or the Chicano Liberation Movement or the Native American Independence Movement or the Puerto Rican Independence Movement or the Palestine Liberation Movement. The Department of Justice and the FBI goes after us, all of us, because we're doing effective, impactful work and because we are going to win the liberation of Palestine. The Palestinians across the world and all of you supporters of us in the United States and across the world, we're winning. And we will win, and we're winning, and we will win because of people, leaders, and icons like Rasmiya Ouda. It's a very difficult evening, and it's been a difficult few weeks. Many of you were at the August 12th event in which over 1,200 people, standing room only, were there to celebrate Rasmiya's life and her work, to honor Rasmiya for her 5 decades of organizing. 1,200 people, standing room only, one of the most incredible, energetic crowds you will ever see at any event in Chicago or anywhere else. And all of those supporters in that room who had dedicated 3.5 years of their lives to this defense, a defense in which we got one judge to recuse himself because he was a supporter of Israel, public supporter of Israel, who denied it until we finally forced them off the bench. And most of the main social justice movements, the Black Liberation Movement, women's rights, anti-torture movement, all of them took up Rasmiya's case in the U.S. in their social movements, which was an incredible, incredible thing to have happen as well. Her name and her case and her issue and the issue of Palestine was discussed everywhere across the country in all of our social justice movements. That was a success of this committee and the work and the organizing around this case. And so we are here tonight with just a couple hours before Rosmilla is going to have to leave us. And we want to give an opportunity for her and others to say a few words on this evening in our last few hours with her in the United States. But she's going to Jordan, and she's going to be organizing in Jordan pretty soon, I'm sure. And we're all going to be able to visit, those who can get in there, we're all going to be able to visit her in Jordan and follow her directives there the way we've always had to follow your directives here. So first and foremost, the person who was a co-founder of one of the national organizations that built the Rosmilla Defense Committee, I'm representing United States Palestinian Community Network. The other organization is the Committee to Stop FBI Repression, and the person, the leader, the main leader for that group is Jess Sundin.
Thank you, Hatem. Thank you, Rosmilla. First and foremost, you showed us, like no one else, how to fight for Palestine. And I think everyone here is committed to continuing that fight, right?
Yes.
Right. Until Palestine is liberated, until everyone who wants to can return, yes?
Yes.
Right. The fact is, the United States government tried to put Rosmilla on trial, and we have to Rosmilla flip the script, and we put Israel on trial.
Right?
We put Israel and its number one backer, the United States government, on trial. The idea that you would bring charges against someone who is a victim of the crimes of that disgusting Zionist entity is shameful. In Detroit, those of us that were there, we saw time and again that this government has no shame, right? The United States government had no shame when it came after our dear Rosmilla, our friend, our leader, our community organizer. The fact is that they failed to make a case against Rosmilla because not only Rosmilla stood strong, but we stood behind her. As Hethem said, Rosmilla's resistance and our standing with her made it possible to bring the cause of Palestine into every movement in this country today. From the immigrants' rights struggle, to the black liberation struggle, the struggle against police violence, in the women's movement, in every community, in every corner, in the anti-war movement, you name it, people know about Rosmilla, and because they know about Rosmilla, they know about Palestine. And that knowledge is the beginning. It's what we can use, you and I and everyone we know, to continue to build until Palestine is free. Yes?
Yeah.
That's right. The last thing, the most important lesson that we can learn from our own work is how critical it is to stand by and defend anyone who is willing to stand up and fight. Right? Rosmilla didn't face one day of this struggle alone. And that was absolutely critical. The reality is, none of us is alone when we fight. None of us is alone when we are attacked. We fight back.
Yes.
When they try to repress us, we stand up.
Yes.
And when they deport us, everyone we know comes to the airport and says bad words. I held back there. But listen, the fact is we have to continue this work and to continue to stand not only behind Rosmilla and the Palestinian struggle, but anyone in our movement anywhere who has ever attacked. The government has no interest in letting there be a Palestine liberation movement. They have no interest in letting any of our movements succeed in transforming the society for the better. But the fact is the greatest honor we can do to Rosmilla is to continue to fight for liberation for not only Palestine, but for all of us. And with that, I want to just end by thanking Rosmilla for bringing us together. You built community, you built family, and you made it possible for us to do so much more work for the freedom of Palestine, and I promise you that we will. Thank you.
Thank you, Jess. And Jess mentioned, we've mentioned the Black Liberation Movement a lot, and we mentioned the movement against police violence and for police accountability. in this city and in this country, the really the main social question in the United States today is the question of the police and its attacks on the black community in this country. And one of the leading organizations in the entire country is the Chicago Alliance Against Racism and Political Repression in Chicago. And not only have they led the charge against racist criminal cops in Chicago, but they led the charge with a bill in the city council for the Civilian Police Accountability Council, and also have come out to every single hearing and all 5 days of the trial and every event, fundraiser, and educational in Chicago for Los Villa. So the leader, one of the leaders, one of the main leaders of the Chicago Alliance is Frank Chapman.
Sad day. Rasmia! 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 Rasmia is going to be our battle cry going into the future. Courage, brothers and sisters, because we have not been defeated. And we damn sure ain't losing. Our sisters and brothers are being shot down in the streets on a daily basis in this country by a police force which has been sanctified and allowed to commit its crimes against us by none less than the President of the United States. This same government that has been persecuting us and oppressing us for hundreds of years, this same government is the one that decided one day that they would go after our sister, Rasmia. This was a political trial from the beginning. It was only disguised as a criminal trial. And we understood that because we've been going through political oppression long enough to know the difference. You can't fool us with this. We know what they were doing. This was an attack against the Palestinian people. This was an attack against our movement. But we will not let them win. We will not let them win. They haven't won anything anyway, because they were intending on sending our sister Rasmia Odeh to prison. That was their intention.
That's right.
They were intending on sending her to prison, and that's what that rigged trial that they had in Detroit was all about. We stopped them from doing that.
Yeah.
We stopped them from doing that. And they didn't know what we're going to stop them from doing. We're going to stop them from doing a lot of things. So this is not a defeat. This is a setback. So one step backwards, 10 steps forward.
All right.
Power to the people.
Power to the people.
Thank you, Frank. Rasmia, we talk about her iconic status as a Palestinian leader, and we talk about how she really represents so much. Kind of a manifestation of the Palestinian cause as a whole. She's a refugee from 1948, from the Nakba. She's a refugee from the Nexa of 1967. She's a former political prisoner, one of the most famous Palestinian political prisoners in history. She is a survivor of sexual assault by the criminal Israelis in those prisons. She's had her homes demolished. She's had a sister die from the stress and trauma of the occupation and the home demolition. All of the issues and conditions that Palestinians have been facing for decades and decades, Rasmia has experienced all of them. And so she comes to the United States in 1994, and then she comes to Chicago in 2004 and immediately co-founds the Arab Women's Committee of the Arab American Action Network, and organizes a few dozen immigrant women from all across the Arab world, and then it becomes a few hundred, and now it's 800 women strong, this organization that really leads the political work of the Arab American Action Network and really leads the political work of the Arab community in this city. And one of the people who she's influenced many of us. She's a mentor to so many of us. And a woman became a very, very close friend who came to UIC in Chicago just recently, but was attracted to the work of the AWC and met Rasmiya and started working to help us and support us and our work and became a very, very close friend. I want to introduce Professor Nadine Naber. And you're Jordanian, right? So you'll hook her up out there?
Exactly. You have your back, Rasmiya, always. So last night I went to bed crying. I woke up crying because one of my best friends is leaving. And then I said to myself, what would Rasmiya do? What would Rasmiya say? And Rasmiya would say, I am stronger than the deportation. I am stronger than my oppressor. Not only so that I can survive, so I can cope, but also because we have to be strong. We have to be strong if we want liberation. We have to be strong if we want to decolonize our lands and end racist sexual violence. And so I told myself that, just like she has for decades and decades, so that she could keep going after being targeted over and over by such extreme forms of state violence. And I also want to say that And then I made it through the day, and I felt strong. And I felt and I remembered that this is what we have to do, every single one of us. We have to take our pain, we have to grieve, and we also have to find a way to keep going and keep fighting, because that's what she taught us. And also I want to say that I've worked with Rasmiya on many projects, actual work. And we worked so hard on a book. We worked so hard on so many events. We worked hard on the Women's Committee. But all along, I had a different kind of experience than I have had with many other people I've worked with, because while we were in the trenches, while we were working, Rasmiya would call me and I would say, oh, I gotta get this call because our book has to go to the press and she's gonna tell me that we have to do something. And I would answer the phone and she would say, how are you doing? How are your kids? How's your health? And she would come to my home for work. And I thought it would be an hour meeting where we would, you know, enter in some things in the computer. And next thing you know, we're sitting on my patio and she wants to hang out for several hours just to talk with me about my life and give me the opportunity to share my feelings and what it's like to parent and what it's like to go about my everyday life. She taught me how to be human while we are organizing, while we are being activists, and that's really, really rare. She taught me that it's important to have relationships based on love and trust and friendship and family while we're doing the work if we want to survive this. And finally, I want to thank Rasmiya, and I think it's fair to say, I think it's fair for me to speak on behalf of Arab women activists in the United States and thank Rasmiya for what she has done for us. She's created a model for how to organize with each other and organize on feminist issues in ways that don't focus only on fighting state violence against women and against our families, but also addressing what happens inside our homes. Because for so many decades, Arab women in the United States have been scared to talk about what happens inside our homes, because we know that if we talk about sexism in the family, we could be accused of airing our dirty laundry in public and reinforcing the racist state violence against our communities that justify violence against Arab people by arguing that our men savagely oppress us. So they trap us and silence us from working against family-based violence, even though family-based violence happens in every community. So Rasmiya created in this country a model and a framework and a paradigm for how you can be brave and courageous and talk and address and fight sexism in families and in communities while also fighting people in our homelands and in the United States. So I thank you, Tasmia, for furthering this work and solving a problem that we have not figured out for many, many decades, and you helped us do it. And finally, I'll just say, it's hard to look at Tasmia without falling apart, but I love you, and I'll miss you, and I'll visit you, and I'll be there at your doorstep knocking as soon as I can, and so will so many of us. You will always be with us, and we will visit you and continue the work that you started. We love you.
So, everybody knows, and we talk about this a lot as well, the broad and diverse support. We've talked about it today, and Tasmia has built those relationships in the immigrant rights movement, in the mainstream women's rights movement, in the anti-torture movement, and others. And so we've got a lot of friends, Palestinians and Arabs, in this country, in the anti-occupation American Jewish movement as well, and folks from JVP and the Arab Jewish Partnership for Peace in Chicago, and other groups around the country, anti-Zionist groups and others who have provided and pledged their support to the Palestine support and liberation movement. So one of those people is, I'm going to call up two people. First, Paula Roderick, who represents the Arab Jewish Partnership for Peace and Justice in the Middle East.
Thank you. I'm a member of Arab Jewish Partnership. I'm here with Lisa Kosowski. She's also AJP. And, there's a lot of JVP folks here. So, Tasmia, I want to get through this without crying, because I know that that's how you rock, right? This is really about home, right? It's about the right of return. It's about the right to be free in our own homes. Which I didn't understand until 10 years ago when I was standing on the foothills of a little village called Lifka, and somebody explained what had happened to the Palestinians. And that's the first time the dime drops about what was going on with Palestinians and the fight for freedom. And so when I came and I heard, Tasmia talking about Palestinian rights, going through this struggle, we know this is really... It's more than Tasmia. It's the way Tasmia has talked about how we have to do this fight. Because it is about the right for freedom and to have that home and to know that we who believe in freedom, we have work to do, and that's to hold the hands of our friends who have been dispossessed again. And as a lawyer, I just have to say this is one of the ugliest days in our history, because this should not have happened. To have Tasmia have to leave her home again. But the thing that we've learned from Tasmia is there is the home that we live in, and there's the home as we look around at the people that are here, that you have built a community of people that will stand by you and support you in the battle. And that's what Tasmia has taught us. Thank you so much, Tasmia. We love you. And I'm coming to Jordan.
Thank you, Paula. Paula reminded me of something, and I think it's important, because one of the themes here is what Jess mentioned over and over, which is that our work has not ended. Our work, it hasn't come to a conclusion. This case maybe has, but Tasmia will go to Jordan and continue to organize, and we are going to be here and continuing to organize. And one of the things that we have to be conscious of is what Michael Deutsch said in the courtroom, in the courthouse, when Tasmia was sentenced. He wasn't really prepared to give a long statement, and he wasn't really sure what he was going to say until the minute he stepped up there. But what he said was, he looked at the prosecutor and he said, "This case should never have made it into a courtroom." What he said was, "Why would the U.S. government use all the resources that it used to indict and ultimately convict a woman in her late 60s who has dedicated her entire life to social justice, who has dedicated 13 years to her community in Chicago, 23 years to her community in the United States, 50 years to her community globally. And we know there's only one explanation for that. The explanation is that, first and foremost, that prosecutor specifically, Tuchel, is a Zionist pig.
Yes, that's right.
And secondly, that the U.S. prosecutors and the Department of Justice and the FBI will go after leaders in our community and organizations in our communities and our liberation movement. The reason they indicted here and the reason they put all their resources into this case is to deliver a blow against our liberation movement. They tried to deliver a blow against our liberation movement, and we came out of it much, much stronger, I believe. We came out of it much, much stronger because of Rasmiya and because the fact that she did not back down. And even, I want to say one other thing that nobody knows, very few people know. They were trying to force her to go to Detroit a week ago to meet with ICE at Detroit and then come back to Chicago and then go back a week later to Detroit again to fly to Jordan. They were trying to force her to do that because essentially they just wanted to keep messing with us. But Rasmiya said, I'm not going. And they could do whatever they want, but I'm not going back to Detroit. And then Deutsch wrote a letter and said, we're not going back to Detroit, and this is ridiculous what you all are trying to do, and it's vindictive, and they backed down.
Yes.
And they backed down. And they have backed down, and we won a number of battles. Remember, don't forget, we won a number of battles in this case.
Right.
We didn't win the entire war, but that war is not over. And again, as everybody else has said, Rasmiya has taught us a lot of lessons, and that's the one lesson. And the one lesson we can't forget, that there are a lot of Tuckles in this country and a lot of U.S. attorneys who want to go after us and our liberation movement, and we need to continue to stand strong and stand in defense of our community and our leaders like we did for Rasmiya. And again, one of those people and one of those organizations was Jewish Voice for Peace. Lynn Pollack is going to say a few words.
Thank you. I'm standing here on behalf of thousands of members of Jewish Voice for Peace who support Rasmiya, and we're so thrilled and proud to have her at our national meeting in April in Chicago. And we took a lot of heat for it, and we were really, really, really thrilled to have her. And every person in the audience who listened to her walked away a stronger person, more committed to this movement, more committed to Palestinian freedom, more committed to the boycott, divestment, and sanction movement. And throughout the years that we've known Rasmiya, that I've known Rasmiya, her grace and her resilience under this relentless, stupid, idiotic attack has been so inspiring, and we'll keep this in mind as we continue to fight. I don't know. I'm really sorry that this has come to this, but it certainly crystallizes so much of what we're doing and how we're all connected and how important it is to be there for each other and to love each other. And JVP will miss you, Rasmiya.
Thank you, Lynn. Another community and organizers in Chicago and around the country that has been as strong and as stalwart as any in standing with Rasmiya and with us in the Palestine Liberation Movement has been the Filipino community. Anak Bayan and the Committee for Filipino Issues here, and one of their representatives is Nerissa Alegrete.
I grew up in the Marcelo years in the Philippines under the dictator Marcos. And because of the repression of Marcelo, we learned not to show our emotion under heavily militarized condition. And I just can't really stop crying since the past days. And I really have a hard time like waking up or getting out of bed. And I just wanted to allow myself to really show my emotion now because I know that we are all friends and we are all one. And I don't care about the Zionists or even whatever they see in the TV, because I know that our movements, the Palestinian Liberation Movement and the Philippine National Liberation Movement, are getting really strong. But I just want to touch base that in all of us is the human in us, you know, that what they've done to Palestine is inhumane, and the Zionists are not human enough. I hope they will understand that, how deep it is, how deep it means, what they have done. So I would say that our national liberation movement in the U.S., our connection to the national liberation movement of the Philippines has weakened for the past several years. And even here in Chicago, we just started rebuilding in 2014. And during my years of activism in the Philippines, starting when I was a child, and now I'm 54, I've never really had the chance to speak in a rally or hold the microphone. But in November of 2014, I did not even think twice, or, you know, it's just a spontaneous action that the National Liberation of the Philippines should express our solidarity with what happened that day to Rasmia when we had the rally. And yeah, from then on, we can also describe that our movement here, the representation of our movement, has always intertwined with our support for Rasmia and getting strong, and also with the Black Liberation Movement. And this is a lot of memory, recall really. When I started my activism in the Philippines, we were starting to learn about what happened to Palestine, but our mentors have always told us, even if we will win our struggle in the Philippines, our National Liberation Movement, it's not enough. Until Palestine is free, we are not free. And so we always have in our songs, in many dialects that we have, and I will speak in my dialect, ang pakigbisog sa Palestinong katawahan, pakigbisog usab sa katawahang Pilipino, ug hangtod dili sila mahimong libre, dili usab kita libre. Rasmia, you have homes, you have a home in our hearts. I might be like alone and only a few of us, but you know that right now we have our ongoing rallies in the Philippines, and you are being remembered. So I just hope I can come to Jordan and visit you one day, and we will have our own delegation, but we'll make sure that one day we will come. And you represent all the mothers and grandfathers and the freedom fighters of the human race who wanted liberation. And I just wanted to emphasize that Zionists are not human enough. That's all that I can say.
Thank you, Narissa. In about an hour, Rasmi is going to have to go inside to the departures and we're gonna get an opportunity, everybody's gonna get an opportunity to say goodbye, but we want her also to get an opportunity to offer her words to us and her thank you to all of you. So please, one more time, Rasmia Oda.
Thank you for all the speakers. Thank you for all of you here. Thank you for all your supporters, for your support. Thank you for all what you did for me during the 4 years, in my case. I know what, and you know all, What happened is unjust.
Yes.
It's unhuman.
Yes.
I know that. They began with me. Maybe they didn't begin with me. They began with others. They continue with me, and they continue with the immigrant. There's that program. Just last week we heard that Trump and his administration followed all the people there who came here as a child. They didn't know any place, just United States, and they want to send them out. Where? Where? Why they want to destroy the life of the people? They began to destroy my life. But I want to tell you, I'm strong. They will not destroy me. They will not destroy any one of you because you believe in your right. You believe that you want to change all this situation to better situation for all the people. Even if they depart me out of this country, I will continue in my struggle, and we will continue to contact each other, because our struggle is one struggle wherever we are going. I thank you, all of you. I'm happy to see all of you in this sad moment. It's difficult for me, not because they just want to take deportation, decision to deport me from the country, but to separate me from all of you and from all the people that I love and they love me. This is the main problem. But all the world in these days is like a small village. Everybody can contact wherever he were, and we can continue our struggle. Thank you, all of us. Thank you, all of you. And I thank all the people who supported me the whole 4 years and who support Palestine. And we will continue our struggle until we will win. And we will win! Yeah. And at the end, I want to speak a little bit in Arabic for the people who are speaking Arabic. أنا حبيتكم لأنكم وقفتوا من أجل فلسطين. قضيتي أنا هي قضية فلسطين. وكلكم بتدافعوا عن فلسطين بمعزل عن اللون أو الجنس أو السن أو العمر. كلنا بنناضل من أجل الحرية ومن أجل الاستقلال في كل العالم. ورح نستمر بالنضال. شكرا لكم جميعا على دعمكم إلي وعلى مواصلتكم. وأنا كلي أمل. أنا زرعت هون بذرة قوية وعم بشوفها عم تمتد ورح تستمر. وهذه لا يمكن يقدروا يدوسوها بإجريهم لأنها البذرة قوية ورح تستمر وتملي الوديان والسهول. وبديش أقول مع السلامة إني أنا رايحة، وإنما إلى اللقاء، وسنلتقي في أي مكان لمواصلة النضال. شكرا جميعا. شكرا.
رسمية 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 رسمية.